This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, it's pretty normal when you meet somebody and you're having early conversations. You know, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? What do you do for a living? What if you said, how much do you make?
I would leave.
Would that be the end of any friendship you might have with that new person? That would be so awkward. So if you want to call now, 617-655-1234. Kennedy's actually out today. What do you do? How much do you make? We're going to keep it anonymous. We're going to ask you some questions and then take a very uneducated guess. So first we have someone who is a life support engineer. Do I have that job title correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so that's an odd one. I've never heard of that career. What exactly do you do?
So I work for zoos and aquariums, and I build filtration equipment for the animals. We do polar bear exhibits, shark tanks. We installed the touch tank at the New England Aquarium about 12 years ago. I do projects like that.
That is very cool, and I have no idea what to ask you.
So is this...
It's uncoated plumbing.
Do you ever get in the tanks with the with the aquatic animals, or are you getting into the areas where these animals are?
I do have a little bit of access. I mean, generally speaking, zoos and aquariums keep their more vicious animals locked up and behind the scenes.
You don't want to be in the polar bear cage.
No, certainly not. I have dove in the large tank at the New England Aquarium before.
Oh, that is awesome.
So do you have like a master's degree in engineering?
I do not.
Do you have to carry special insurance in case you get mauled by a polar bear?
I do not.
So is this like an engineering job, or is it more of like a skilled trade?
I would say it's kind of a combination of both. We work with designers and architects to essentially design the systems, and I'm mostly in control of the construction and installation of them. So I would say it's probably more skilled trade, but there's a good degree of engineering involved.
And how long have you been doing this?
16 years.
Where'd you go on your last vacation?
Aruba.
Oh, that's a good one. Jamaica.
I thought he was going to say like the Atlanta Aquarium.
Yeah, do you actually travel a lot for your job? Like, is this a niche job where you go around the country doing this, or do you stay local?
So I used to travel all the time. We've worked in Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, all up and down the East Coast, kind of all over the United States. The last few years, I had some kids, and now I do a lot more consulting and kind of overseeing of projects. So I guess I've stepped into a more of a management role.
Okay.
But it is definitely a niche industry.
Okay. Life support engineer. He installs filtration systems for like zoos and aquariums.
I mean, he's the manager.
I really have no idea. I'm just going to say, I feel like I'll go first, Dan. I feel like this is a six-figure job. I'm going to go $150,000.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, well, you got to go 1,000 under or 1,000 over?
I'll be fair. I'll go 135.
You'll go 135.
Yeah, okay. I'll drop it down a little. I don't want to price this right you this early. We got a lot of game left.
Okay, yeah, without saying your name or you know where you're from or any of that, what do you make as a life support engineer?
Last year, I brought in just under 170.
Oh, I should have went higher.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. And it just sounds like it's a fun job. You know what I mean? Like it sounds
it's
like
very it's, cool.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that very much. And this one also has to do with animals, but I think it's something we all have a little bit more familiarity with. Tell everybody what you do.
I am a dog groomer or a dog stylist.
Oh, is that what they call you now? Dog stylist? Do they not call you a groomer anymore?
It's a canine salon.
No. It's like an animal stylist is the professional name for
animal stylist. Yeah. So do you style more than dogs, or is it all dogs?
No, we used to do cats, but it takes two people to do cats, and they're kind of finicky. So
they're squirrely.
We stopped doing the cats, and it's just basically just all dogs.
Everything I know about dog grooming, I learned from the Mutz Cuts van from Dumb and Dumber.
I used to be a mechanic before this.
Okay. So do you own your own dog grooming business, or do you work under somebody else in their business?
So it used to be my wife's grooming shop. So I used to work for my wife, and then we went all separate. So we do like hair stylists where we rent tables.
Okay.
So I rent a table from her now.
Okay.
And so that's how is.
So you're like a barber who rents a chair.
Is she an ex-wife now?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
What's that?
Is she an ex-wife now?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're still married.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She's just charging you for that table.
But she's charging you rent for a table to her
husband.
Well, you
know, ever since when COVID happened, a lot of things had happened.
Sure. No, I got it. I got it. Yeah,
you don't have to be in the box.
Yeah, you don't have to explain your finances. So I'm just going to tell you, we have a mini golden doodle, Cisco, who's about 20 pounds. And that dog is expensive because he gets mats. So there's like a matting fee. You got to take him in all the time. You can easily spend $100 plus a tip every 2, 3, 4 weeks on that kind of dog. And everybody has a mini golden doodle now.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody has doodles. Doodles, doodles, doodles.
How many dogs do you groom in a week? Is this a full-time job for you?
I work Tuesday through Friday. I'll do 6 or 7 dogs a day.
And how many dogs do you have at home?
So 4 days a week.
How many dogs do I have personally?
Yeah.
7.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was more than I thought you were going to say. All right, we got to go.
All right, Dan, you're going to go first this time.
God, I'm going to
We have
say
a dog groomer. Right, what do you got?
He said Tuesday to Friday, so it's 4 days a week. I'm going to go 70.
70? All right, 70K for Dan. I am going, I'm going to go 85,000 a year. Dog groomer, don't say your name, anything like that. Keep it anonymous. How much do you make as a dog groomer?
Last year, I brought in $102,000.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a little higher.
Dang.
Right, Dan?
Working Tuesday to Friday? You get Mondays off?
Yeah, I don't work Mondays, and I don't work Saturdays in the summer.
Of course, all of that money goes to feed the 7 dogs that are at the house.
He's got to pay his wife for
it. And pay his wife. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.